Oversight function. And he says, Tom's doing it.
I'm trying to pick out the name of
the last introduction to point one, the long thing, or the last line.
Report is by, yeah. Health, fighting crime, okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
coming from something. Part of their responsibility. So part of their responsibility is to train the nutrition. Our oversight in the land was very clear. The end of the nutrition didn't know that it was a term for my children.
I'm reading this again.
Okay.
I'm getting confused here. I must go and see my. I've seen a long year. I'm getting energy and journalism. Never mind.
Okay. Okay.
So I will take it back.
And I want to give Chair, it's on 8.1, I want to get to the ETPS. Oh, it's more than the
Okay.
So nothing here on the left on the Roman figure to move on. Then we come to 8, overview of assessment and financial performance. That's your honor.
Yeah. We 8.1, we have started to 6 in bracket 8.
Oh. Thank you. not yet. So it's a technical almost something that needs to be corrected. I think athleticism can come from the athleticism. It's something that must be corrected. So based on that, that's how you can see the paragraph explains that Telkom is a listed company. So that if somebody says it's listed in TSMA, that's where you have an obligation, but you are able to have the paragraph that will sort of explain that because of this.
I'm asking about trying to treat Telkom as a government agency, and it's not an responsible to the and all that. But it is to get now my as a under TSMA, it's listed. The TSMA applies to Telkom in its procurement strategy. That it has to go about the TSMA on how it procures goods and services. But it doesn't, we cannot, the department, the government cannot treat Telkom as if it was a state agency. So there's only on the procurement thing that they have to be put into the TSMA. But I think that actually needs a lot of explanation, because I know when I had a chat with the CEO of Telkom, he was chilling with Hero. Government, the department of surgery, no one else understands what the government wants. And so you could say, you know, this is really weird that these two are done. I don't think we need this conversation.
Yeah, no, I think that's really so that it's sorted out here. Because I think I thought that the administration should be changed. That's why I'm saying it's a bit of a complication. Because if you are to say, change it, DBI is a change company. So it makes it complicated, but I think it's something that must be done. Okay.
8.2.1, third line down, as evidenced by the full three financial years, is allocated to these amounts. 8.2.2, the third line, become a norm for this program as evidenced by the full three financial years.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? So maybe by the last three financial years,
three financial years.
Where it is allocated to these amounts.
So we add where? Because what the sentence is intending. Because this is one of the programs that every time over time, for example, the obligations that are supposed to be paid. Now, you're saying it's under budgeted because every time the interest that is funded is not taken into the sense of payment and all that. And that is a sequence of over 3 years. So I thought they need to understand it. But then it has since become a norm for this program as evidence. By the last three financial years, and if
by the last three financial years, when is it?
So this become a comma.
Just I think that one paragraph there clearly illustrated the inconsistency in numbers. And we talk about 2% at the end of the first paragraph, and we write out the percent. The next paragraph we talk about 99.5%, and we use the symbol.
Mm.
You know, so I'm just pointing out that it needs to be consistent. Whatever it is, it needs to be consistent. And then it's 8.2.3. Mm-hmm. Policy research person, we talk about the being allocated 6.15% has been allocated to DLC, 98 million compared to the future. I'm not quite sure actually how that should be. Was that the total that went to DLC or was it DLC and DPPS?
Which one?
8.2.3, second paragraph.
Policy research person, I thought that was the same.
the first sentence on 9, 11.
We move to the next page, draft 2 above whatever, paragraph is anything. Then 11, Department of Communications Assessment for 2020.
Thank you.
different figures. So are we in some way done the arithmetic in the system?
No, because the 2015-2016, after financial analysis, purely the Department of
Education. Okay, but we receive the Department of Communication, but do we need to receive the proof?
Overview of the Department of Education.
Thank you.
all of them, for example, even remove the holes on ICT in campus, because it's all of them, as I said, that are non-IT, which includes, I'm not sure, human resource. It's a bullet.
Okay. Nothing changes.
ground is covered in .co.za or their .au.za or .org.za. The most common things are that, and I think if you're teaching in this world of international commerce or communication, it doesn't really matter. The people are actually trying to position themselves as global players. And I think most of my people are Southern. I mean, we've got .ktown, .durban, .whatever else. We've got a lot of Southern things I manage. And I don't think that the numbers. And your IP tells you that, you know, what if you want to. I mean, there'll be a lot of publicity around the city names.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a .ktown number. Here, at least.
might decide that you are going to stay to this week to find certain topics which are more interesting and more applicable to others on other things. So we made it open for now. Today this is the final program and then we stay to the communication number. But obviously the team will start making one of those topics, so they're going to be in touch with you quite quick. There are any changes from the initial topic. I know that moving from there and the game comes from the country is like. We are having a committee meeting to deal with. So we're going to move that. So everything's going to be moved going forward. Once I receive feedback, we'll definitely write it.
toothbrush and dish soap. And
yeah.
I mean, it just takes, I mean, they haven't got their program together.
I thought that because I looked and I saw that there was nothing. But they were saying the lunch is not based on lunching. It's a fun family thing. It's based on presenters and all those things that they are finalizing some of the things. So they've promised between the end of business to you or any morning tomorrow and next business. Because I don't want members to need critical sessions. So at least you need to know, because you don't decide on like the opening process. But there's some, what do they call workshops, which are more informative because you have